On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Mr. Rob Center, a fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. He's just waiting for this to be over so he can put the podcast page up so you can download our podcasts on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download your podcasts. Everything will be ready. We are really right in the heart, so to speak, of Rock Red for Healthy Hearts. We're right in the middle of February, Heart Month, and so we're working with Evangelical Community Hospital, making sure we get a chance to talk with the docs, and we're promoting next week's Talk with the Doc event. It's all about women's heart health next week. It is Tuesday, February 21st at 6 p.m., and one of the good panelists is with us now. Dr. Melanie Patel is a cardiologist at the Heart and Vascular Center at Evangelical Community Hospital. Melanie, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I do appreciate it. I just think there is so much to talk about. You saw my lower right-hand corner, all my notes there. That's everything I want to talk about today. So that's about 100 topics. So let's dig into it. But we thank Deanna Hollenbach for giving us the first key questions that we really want to talk about. Women's heart health. If you're going to start at the beginning and really talk about women's heart health, where do you start?
Yeah, well, it's important to talk about that. Heart disease is actually the leading cause of death in women in the United States. I think we often forget that heart disease is thought to be a, quote, man's disease. And most women aren't really even aware of their heart risk. It's not even really on their radar. So I think it's important for women to start to have it on their radar and start looking at some of their risk factors for heart disease, and being aware of some of the signs and symptoms, because they're not the same for women as they are for men.
Why is it that women have higher numbers of heart disease than men? I'll go to my lovely bride as an example, always telling me, you know, we are not having Delmonico steak three nights in a row, you know, too much cholesterol, or please just take a 20-minute walk and come back, you know, and do this full of sound advice. But you say women don't heed their own advice?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you're right. Women tend to be the caretaker of the whole house, right? They're watching maybe their husbands or their children, or they're watching for signs and symptoms, maybe in heart disease of others, but they're not always watching for signs and symptoms in themselves. Women, myself included, tend to minimize symptoms. And at the same time, women tend to be hyper aware of symptoms in themselves. They just don't always seek proper health care. They do a lot of Google.
Okay. But may not necessarily heed information or warning signs that they see or detect.
I think they minimize. We minimize symptoms. I should include myself in it. We minimize our symptoms, and you know, for a long time, as I said, heart disease was considered a, you know, man's disease, and therefore women would come to the hospital and maybe some of their symptoms were being ignored. I mean, we've clearly changed things in hospitals, and you know, our own healthcare education has changed. We realize women, like men, can start developing heart disease at a very young age, even 20s, 30s. And so we've watched for some of the signs and symptoms in young people, especially women with some high risk factors with pregnancy. We've been watching even closer.
Well, yeah, women have a burden on the heart called pregnancy. And then menopause is also something that seems to just kind of accelerate everything. So we can talk about that later. Well, what are the symptoms of heart issues in women?
Yeah. The most common symptom still, like men, is chest pain, anginal pain, you'll hear people call it. But the other symptoms that women tend to have and are a little bit more subtle, things like overwhelming fatigue, nausea, vomiting, even a feeling of indigestion, shortness of breath, jaw pain. And often I hear people complain of back pain, pain between the shoulder blades, more in women than men. Again, I try to tell women specifically, listen to your own body. If you're seeing, if you're noticing some of these changes, you're not able to do the things you once were able to do, you know, seek help from your primary care doctor, make an appointment with a cardiologist.
Well, if you're sort of a typical woman in today's society, you're not getting enough sleep. You're going to bed too late. You're getting up too early. I'm generalizing here ridiculously. And work, you put a lot into work or family or whatever you're doing. So fatigue is going to be common. What's the difference between a fatigue that just comes because you go, 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 versus fatigue that's a heart issue?
Yeah, that's a tough one to really pull out the difference. And I struggle with that sometimes in clinic with patients myself. try to make notice of the type of physical activities you're able to do when you're feeling well. So if you're normally able to climb up a set of stairs, no problem, without feeling too short of breath, and then you start noticing that it's getting harder and harder, or you're even having to stop halfway up the stairs. And that's just an example. You can relate the same thing to, you used to be able to, walk a mile and now you're only going half a mile, or you used to be able to play with your kids outside and now you feel exhausted. You have to sit on the chair while they're playing around you. Try to notice your normal physical exertion, and if that's starting to change, that's something to take note of and think of as more overwhelming fatigue.
Like a change. Okay, so we'd pay attention to that. And you mentioned indigestion. Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
Burping or
that's
what?
That's a tough one. but it's true. Severe indigestion that sometimes we kind of blow off or minimize, that we think is just, I ate bad food and this is reflux, can be a sign of heart disease. Again, try to pay attention to when you're having the symptoms. So now if you just, you just went to the Bloomsburg Fair and you ate a lot of terrible food and now you're having indigestion, that's probably from the food. But if you're noticing those signs, again, you go up a flight of stairs and you're noticing you have what you think is indigestion and it improves when you rest, that's probably a sign of heart disease.
Well, our whole society is evolving when it comes to women. Women are finally getting into more STEM fields and doctors, and we're so glad that that was something important to you as a younger person when you went to school and so on. So the society is changing. How can we get women to join the club of folks that do react to their health and get more diet or pay attention more to diet and try to reduce stress? How can we convince more women to do that, put their health first?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And a tough question, because I myself sometimes struggle with it. I think we as women, we need to take control of our own health. We need to prioritize our own health. I laugh. It's kind of like when you go on an airplane and they tell you to secure your own oxygen mask before your child's. If you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to be hard to take care of, your whole family. So we need to start paying more attention to, preventable risk factors for heart disease. Things like our exercising. Are we really getting enough exercise? Sometimes it's hard to find enough time in the day to get 30 minutes a day like we should be getting. Eating healthy, again, not just for ourselves, but for our own whole family. We're the ones often doing the grocery shopping. Buying those right foods, keeping your family healthy, getting enough sleep. We're supposed to be getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Often we're not getting that amount. So these are some of the things that we need to start prioritizing as women to keep ourselves from, being in bad situations in terms of heart disease.
Well, you mentioned stress, and I used to joke. I thought it was funny. I would say women like to worry, but that's stressful, right?
Yeah.
Worry and stress is the cycling of things in your mind, or whatever stress is for women. I think just trying to do 1,000 things at the same time, that's not really good for you. It's tough on your heart.
Exactly. We know now that stress, anxiety and stress are risk factors for heart disease as well. And so it's hard to it's hard to minimize stress in our lives, but there are things we can do to try to prevent stress. So like I said, exercise is a really important one. It almost seems counterintuitive to take time out of your day
or
when you could
be something else is what you're
exactly
doing.
When you could be doing other things and checking things off your list, to take 30 minutes and exercise. But it is something you can do for yourself on a daily basis to actually minimize your stress, decrease some stress and anxiety in your life. So, you know, as well as just prioritizing your downtime to minimize some of that stress in your life.
And making sure that you have downtime, sure. I think it wasn't that long ago there was no such thing as a women's retreat around here, and now there are because
Women
are getting on board. Okay, any patient that you see, what are you going to start to ask them in order to treat them? They must have a reason to meet you as a cardiologist. We're talking to Dr. Melanie Patel, a cardiologist at the Heart and Vascular Center at Evangelical Community Hospital. For all patients, what are you going to ask them when it comes time for treatment?
I usually go through some of those signs and symptoms that sometimes people are having and aren't aware of. I think in addition to that, some of the preventable risk factors for heart disease I always go through with patients. So things like, are you smoking? We've known for a long time that smoking increases your risk of heart disease. Every year that you stop smoking decreases your risk of coronary disease or heart disease by 50%. And it's important that you're honest with your doctor, because they can only help you to change some of these risk factors. I talk with them about tobacco use, as well as minimizing alcohol. Unfortunately, in a woman, a normal amount of alcohol is actually less than one drink a day. In a man, that number is higher. Men can actually drink more on a regular basis without having an effect on their heart, something to keep in mind. I always talk to them about their regular type of exercise and about their diet, as well as, very important, your family history. It's something that you should be aware of. So talk to mom, dad, grandma, grandpa about if they've ever had any kind of heart disease and what age they were. Because premature coronary heart disease, meaning heart disease at a young age, is a risk factor. And it can help us get you into see a cardiologist or see your primary care doctor at a younger age and watch for signs and symptoms at an earlier age.
Well, I'm familiar with this. I take my mother to her appointments with Dr. Brancato up at the Heart Center, so I'm familiar with the family history associated with heart, but of course he takes fabulous care of her and everybody else. When you make an appointment and you want to get them back on the path to heart health, what are some of your pieces of information or your advice or your prescription? What are you going to do to get particularly women, but everybody back on track?
Yeah, absolutely. So when patients come to clinic and they're kind of ready to prioritize their heart health, I'm there to help them, absolutely, whether that means appointments, phone calls, to get them back on track. But it is so important that they really take the reins and take control of their own health, prioritize some things. One, it's important for them to start paying attention to the numbers. What I mean by that is some of the numbers that increase your risk of heart disease. So, for example, blood pressure. Okay, blood pressure should be under, the top number should be under 130, and the bottom number under 80. And patients should be aware of that and try to, you know, keep a look on their blood pressure. The other numbers we look at are cholesterol numbers, specifically your LDL. That's your bad cholesterol. We like that to be under 100. And then your hemoglobin A1C, or your fasting glucose, a sign of diabetes. Okay, your fasting glucose should be under 100. So pay attention to your numbers. Be your own advocate. So if you start seeing things creeping up, you know. Of course, unfortunately, as women, we all pay attention to what the scale says. And if the scale is starting to creep in up, that's another number, you know, we need to start paying attention to. You know, is there a reason? Is that because we've had more stress in our life and we're not exercising as much, or we're not eating as well? So I really push patients to take control of their own heart health. And I'm there to help them every step of the way.
Speaking of there, you're going to be at the panel discussion next Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Evangelical Community Hospital, right in the main lobby, the new main lobby. You can call 570-768-3200 to reserve a spot. Please do so. You got to reserve a spot. Free and open to the public, a heart health conversation next week. Talk with the doc. Dr. Melanie Patel, a cardiologist, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Please come back again and tell Deanna to send you back ASAP. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.